What's up, what's up?
Hello, welcome to Glitz and Glamour. How's everybody doing? It's your host, Model Angela, along with Houston, underscore Riri, and Steady J. First things first, we have to tell Steady J, happy birthday!
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it, appreciate it.
How old are you today?
To much of people's surprise, I turned 27 today.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. You're so young.
You said I'm so young? Wow.
Yeah.
You're the first person to say that today. I've heard different things. I heard people, some people didn't realize I was that, in quote unquote, old. And some people didn't realize that, you know, it was like, what? No way. And then some people would just call me old and say, are you 27? You old? Like, get the heck out of here.
That is so not old. You are a young little whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's something country. That's extra country.
You know, whippersnapper.
Yo,
come on, you little
whippersnapper.
No, you ain't heard whippersnapper in a while. That's what you're saying.
I heard it,
but that's just extra country.
You know what? I don't have to put up with this out of you, Houston.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, I just want to give y'all an update on our website, indieeverything.com. Don't go to it this summer. But we just got the banner done, and it is awesome.
Awesome? Like, awesome?
Wait till y'all see it. Y'all could be like, ooh, that banner is awesome. I think I'm also saying that because we're on it, but, you know, that's fine.
It's really
looks great. It really looks
it's
great.
Wonderful.
Just wait till you see it.
What if there's some bosses on the banner, you know?
Interesting.
Oh, he's trying to like, that is super hilarious. Anywho, what's been new this week, guys?
Oh my gosh, I don't even. It's so much, man. I did a lot of recovery days. You know, it is crazy. Between my four-day weekend, I did a lot of recovery. I did recovery and partying, you know, alternated the days.
What did you do for your birthday?
Well, I partied my behind off on Friday. I did a celebration. I got to do a dual celebration. I was celebrating.
Angela, who wasn't invited?
You said what now?
We weren't invited.
I've been telling people that it was based in Dallas, so I know it's coming to Dallas. So that's how it was. I've been telling people it was us. Like, yeah, I'm doing something. I told people a week ahead of time because, you know, I had just made my plans ahead, the week of, basically. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do something in whatever. You know, I'm going to do the show. You know, I'm going to do something there in downtown Dallas, Zook. Online, it was pretty crunk. You know, I was celebrating the birthday and celebrating the launch of my magazine. So I got a chance to do both, and it was crazy. Like, it was some of you from college that came out there and showed some love, and just a lot of stuff. And we were, even the celebrities that was there, was like, we were still a lot of energy from the celebrities because that's how live my area was. And that's just how I do. I have to be a celebrity to do celebrity things. So
what you're saying is you need it big.
Yeah, did it big, you know, did it big. Yeah, we was popping bottles of coconut Ciroc, and then the Ciroc girls are coming in over there all day having fun with us. They was bringing us the new Amaretto Ciroc. Then one of my photographer friends, he brought some Berry Ciroc to me. I brought a shot at it. He was taking it. He offered to take pictures for us all night for free. He's like, yeah, I'll take pictures of y'all all night for free, man. Let me know. Click, click, click. You know, just doing it up. So it was definitely a lot of love on Friday. Friday was the highlight of the weekend.
I hate I missed it. Y'all could have did like an Instagram video or something.
Yeah, you know, we was doing it up. It's crazy. And it was their first annual white party, you know, so I did it up, you know, I had my little, I was doing my little, I was in the suit and tie, if I was in my shirt and tie, my dress pants and stuff. So I was kind of getting my Justin Timberlake on.
I hear you. That's what's up. Well, at least you had a good birthday.
He was extra fun.
I have not one single plan for my birthday, but I have a little time. So we'll figure out sooner or later.
So when is your birthday?
September 29th.
You know what? It's crazy. You and Taryn Marcos, she's a Libra too. She turns 21 on. I gotta look at the calendar again. 24th, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're real close to birthdays. Libras are pretty much the best zodiac sign ever in a discussion. No need to argue. Anywho, moving right along.
No. I got told Cheryl yesterday, and I let her have it. I let her know that, hey, in the day, the best sign is September, the best sign, period.
It's definitely the Libra.
September,
correct.
Virgos. The Virgos in September.
Not exactly.
This is what we do. I mean, we got, look at the people who are Virgos. You got Ludacris. You got Dougie Fresh. You got Nas. Got Beyonce.
Look at the people who are Libras.
I just named four people that I can't even make another discussion about. When Beyonce is in your sign, you know you're doing something right. And she is September Virgo at that.
So what?
Her birthday
is not a legitimate argument. Okay.
It's legitimate. Libras and Libras will go hand in hand with me, and we'll have a discussion. So,
Yeah. That's whatever. Anyway, last weekend. I'm sorry, don't let me confuse y'all. But I had my calendar release, and along with my friend, he did his, I'm sorry, I had my post release. Don't give me the wine. And my friend did his video release party. And, you know, watching his whole thing, and we were just sitting there talking, and he was telling me about, you know, artists don't really get as many opportunities and such as they feel that they are allowed it to have. So, you know, people are always like, artists are, you know, somebody always wants to pay for something, or they always want the artist, you know, to pay to be in this showcase, to pay for this and pay for that. So, together, me and myself and Houston underscore Riri, why not keep calling her Houston underscore Riri? But Houston Riri came up with the option to go ahead and have a segment for our independent artists on our show, which will allow you to get your music listened to by our listeners, as well as have them vote on your music. Now, we don't have any control over the vote, who wins this and who does not. But how this will go is we will play two different artists, one track from each artist. And, you know, the people will call in. You guys will vote on that if it's a hot track or if it's a not track. That doesn't mean we're not going to play it again if you guys vote not. But whoever has the most votes at the end of the show, which we will announce as long as Teddy keeps track of that at the end of the night, the following week, we will give that artist a chance to do an interview on our show, so that way the listeners can find out more about them as well as get more of their music, which I believe is a fair enough opportunity. So I hope these guys have been calling all their friends and tweeting all their friends and telling them to call in and vote. So, hey, there you have it. Now, people, y'all don't have to say, like, call in and be like, if you miss your shift, like, you know, keep your full-time job and stuff like that. You don't have to call in and say, you know, you just vote if the track hot or not, because people get really emotional about their music. It's an art. It's a craft.
It's your boy, Shetty J.
Because if Mike won money, come back in here with his rap, y'all cannot be hating on that, man.
Oh, my gosh. We will not
take his money. Okay. So that is the first thing that we're going to do when we do go into our music here. And I believe the first song tonight that we will have, which will be included in our Hot or Not section of the show, will be by Prophet. And the name of the Ric Flair is the name of the song, by Prophet.
All right, all right.
All right, eh?
Remo to hear Ric. It's my method man when I Johnny Blaze ya. Flows overhead like tsunamis in Asia. I could battle, but I don't even need to. It's a guaranteed win if I breeze through. Got them stuck on the tracks like weed glue. I ain't having it, I got them panicking. When I dress these fakes like mannequins. I love sour, I crush cowards. Got the money, respect, and touch power. I'm a hustler, how could I not sell in the streets?
No, how could I not sell in the streets?
The belly of the beast, best of both worlds like Jane Kelly on the beat. What you do is nah, and when I spit all you hear is ooh and ah.
Shirt off like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
So open, don't star me the lion, but want me to slam her with this Andre the Giant. You see, we both got money on our mind, but me, I don't think it's the same kind. Cause see, mine, I'm thinking ways to bring the Porsche through. Yours is niggas getting paid to off you. I'm trying to live like Huxtable. Top down, wind blow, whip comfortable. Different tax bracket, who you fronting to? Meeting crackers for the cheese, having Lunchables. I'm trying to get the green, then I'm out of sight. What you mean? Bitches say you mean. Yeah, you kind of right. Sipping lean, twisting up my lead. So you got a light fiends do the Ric Flair when they taste Madonna White.
That shit right here, I got balls, and then you do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, and then you do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, and then you do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, and then you do the Ric Flair. Real dope blitzing, flow so sickening. Stay with a black wife beater, the Cole Simpson. Skinny as fuck, still not giving a fuck. I jam those brakes. I like something you and your fam won't take. To me, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Yeah, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Entertaining, that's that. Just sing that whack. I make more hits than a game of blackjack. You ain't fucking with us, you so-called thugs, bitches. I come at you with open arms. It ain't no hugs and kisses. Let's get shit clear. My level, you'll never get there. I got bars to make you do the Ric Flair.
Just so y'all know that in advance.
And I showed up and said, can we vote? Because that sounded good.
That was a jam. Okay, now we're going to go ahead. The next song, you silly. The next song is by Blow Hustle, and it's Versace Flexin'.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
Flex. Versace, flex, Versace, flex, Versace. Medusa head, flex, flex, Versace chain, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing, no. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. Medusa head, flex, flex, Versace chain, flex, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. Kill my vibe. No, please don't kill my vibe. Turn up. I'm in the club.
never seen a nigga straight flexing. Medusa head, flex, flex. Versace chain, flex, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. No, you ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. Versace looks to my face, sweat dripping off of my face. The Molly's got me turned up, going ham up in this place. The rock bought by the case, and VIP is my place. RIP, I killed the club, so please give me some space. I walk in and I turn up, pockets full of hundreds. Yo, girl, all in my face, cause she know I got that money. Versace chain swinging, you know that boy be stunting. You better grab your girl before I leave with your woman. Turn up, yeah, you know that boy Versace flexing. Flexin'. Niggas envy cause they hate the way I'm flexing. Flexin'. Them jack boys hating, man, them boys be flexing. Flexin'. Right on my waist, you know that's where I keep that tech in. Medusa head, flexing. Flexin'. Versace chain, flexing. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. No, you ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. Medusa head, flex, flex. Versace chain, flex, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man.
Okay, and again, that was flexing. Well, Versace flexing, excuse me. Let me not mess up this man's song. It is Versace flexing by Blow Hustle. So, the first song, if you want to vote for the first song, I guess you can say the first song because you can't remember the name. And then the second song, which is Blow Hustle, Versace flexing. First song, Profit. And that was Ric Flair. Oh. I mean, that's a good little.
So,
which one would you choose, you know? That the second song was more, I can see myself in the club kind of leaning on the bar with that one.
It was more your turn-up time song?
Yeah, that's a turn-up song, you know, in the club, turning up.
Okay. Yeah, I see you on that. I guess that's what I was getting from it too. You get two different vibes from both of the songs. It's like, okay, you get this vibe from this one, you get this vibe from the other one. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to vote because it's not songs that sound exactly alike at all. They have their own type of sound.
Yeah, I think I like that. I picked two good songs for this first one. That way, nobody's alike, you know. I think it's a pretty fair battle, you know, why one person's just blowing the other person out of the water. But it's still up to the people who do call in and vote. And you don't have to be all ashamed if you don't want to go live and be like, I don't want nobody to know I'm voting. But, you know, you do want to go in and call in and vote. And this right here will also, at the end of the day, let you know, like, who your real supporters are and who aren't. I'm just saying, because if a person can't make a simple phone call to be like, vote for my friend, yes, this track is hot, are they really supporting you anyway? I'm just asking. I saw like a little post on Instagram the other day, and it was like, if you really want to know your value, put a price tag on it and just, you know, see your response from it, which just makes you kind of wonder how much is your work really worth, you know, like, because this is how people put some price tags that have no business on they work. So, I mean,
right, that's because they try to make a quick, I understand, quick hustle, but, you know, if you're what you put out ain't what your work is, you know, what your work is, then you can't really, you know, people be trying to charge astronomical prices. Like, I hate people do graphic design work and then be extremely high, and they freaking graphic designs is like
trash or real elementary.
Right, or something that anybody can just, you know, that it's just really more so amateur.
Mm-hmm,
and they
mm-hmm.
not really taking the time to really take over each detail and not making it just like they did it on Microsoft Paint.
Yeah, that's real childish. I mean, and it happens the same. I experience the same stuff with photography. is so many photographers who pick up a camera and they just be like, I'll charge $100 for one look. Sir, did you even edit the photo? Is that a digital camera you're using? But I was supposed to be like, no, you, I mean, you get out of your work what you put into it. So it's like, you know, what you invest into yourself is what you pretty much get out of it. If you invest nothing in yourself, you get nothing out of it. It's just as simple as that. I mean, it's nothing wrong with, you know, taking advantage of different opportunities that come along, but at the end of the day, if you're not taking that chance to invest in yourself, you're pretty much saying that my work is not even worth me spending my own money on.
That's
what I'm getting from it. So if you don't want to spend your money, why do I want to spend
mine? Why should
money?
I spend mine?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, people be tripping, like, be cracking me up. It's really, you know, just really trying, when people try to think they didn't get it. First of all, when people try to get come to your spot and they try to get it free with them, and you come to their spot, you know, they got to, you got to go to this hoop and holler just to get, just to even get a discount on the cover, let alone get in free.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, sometimes people do expect too much, a lot of times, actually.
Right. And it's just crazy. Like, you can't get mad. And like you said, you can't get mad at somebody for not supporting you. If you're not supporting you, you're not really supporting yourself. You're really putting yourself in the position to make sure that stuff happens for you. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, people get it together.
Wait, this is completely off topic, but I saw it on Facebook right before the show started.
What?
And it is a the season finale for the game came on tonight, and I missed it.
Oh, can I give you the spoiler?
Please do.
Oh, Lord. Here
okay,
we go.
So.
She loves to spoil shows.
yeah, I got to get out an update on all the shows, too. So let's start with the game first. With the game, Malik did not die. They were all in the hospital. You know, they run for the hospital. Oh, where is he? Who? Everybody's trying to figure out who the saber was because it just said a saber. It didn't say who it was. So,
what's it, Jason?
No, when Chardonnay seen Jason, she was happy because it wasn't him. When Kira seen Blueprint, she was glad it wasn't him. And it took, they was all sitting there waiting and stuff until Malik's mom came. But she eventually came, and he was beat up real bad by the 12 dudes or how many ever was in the parking lot. They thought he was going to die. They was praying. The mama was like, take my life. Don't take him. And then her daddy was like, well, Lord, leave my grandson and my daughter and just take me. And why Tasha going to say, yeah, Lord, I agree with that, too. So, Lord,
Tasha's so tired.
Yeah, Lord,
I
agree. So she was like, so after that, the doctor came and said, he's fine. He's not going to die. No, well, when they said that prayer, come on now, honey. When his grandfather said that prayer, he was like, Lord, please take both of them so I can get some rest. And that's when they realized Malik was alive. The doctor came in there and said that he might not have any mobility in his right arm, or if he does, it'll be very little. And he was like, come on now, I'm a quarterback. This is my thorn arm, you know, all that. So
yeah.
Then that was it for him. And then for Jason and Brandy, he found a letter that he wrote to Kelly saying that, you know, that was his best friend. He's sorry, you know. He loved her, yada, yada, yada. So Charnay got mad. But he was like, well, did you read the other, you know, the other note that he wrote to her? And it was just this real, real long note about how much he loved her, this, that, and third. So they kissed and made up. And Blueprint thought that him and Kira was going to, you know, kiss and make up too. But Kira was like, no, we still shouldn't be together. So, yeah, so that was that. There didn't end so bad, you know, for the next season. It's not really that much juice. My next show to discuss the Have and Have Not, I had to, like, play catch-up all day yesterday because I really wasn't watching, but everybody kept saying it was good. So they did, like, the whole season yesterday before doing the finale tonight. And I must say, Tyler Perry going to make me kick him in his forehead because these enormous cliffhangers is just working my nerves. Like, his show, let me see what happened, then I will talk about it. So the maid's daughter was sleeping with her boss's husband.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to watch it because it's so much drama, but it's good. It's like a black soap opera. And there's a white, okay, the white family, the mom has a bunch of money that her dad left her. And she has two kids, a boy which does drugs, and a girl who's like, she got raped by her professor in law school, and she's just very easily manipulated. And her husband is sleeping with her maid daughter. So the daughter, Candace, is very, very, very conniving. I mean, that girl is good.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is good. And on the season finale, when the daughter got raped by the professor, for some reason she took a pregnancy test and they said that she was pregnant. And Candace was telling her, you know, you're not pregnant. Why would you take a test, you know, within a couple of days and think you're pregnant? So Candace was like, well, hell, it's, you know, when the daddy came over to fight Candace for some reason, he, like, they both fell into the glass shower. And the pregnancy test was on the floor, so he picked it up and was looking, you know, like, damn, the pregnancy test. And she was, like, screaming, get out, get out. But when she thought about it later, she was like, well, hell, let me use this to my advantage. And what she did was she made it seem like she was pregnant, and she told this man, I want $10,000 and I'll leave you alone. She was like, that's just very reasonable. She said, yeah, I thought it was reasonable, $10,000 a month. And he was like, oh, damn, wait a minute. That's a lot of money. And so... That was like the end of the day session of him thinking she was pregnant. The son, the son that was on drugs, he stole the friend that was watching. It was like so much. He stole the friend that was like pretty much babysitting him to not do drugs again. He stole his car, went in their house, and then he was swerving and stuff and hit the maid's son. So they so when the maid was leaving the house, the son came. This druggy son came storming in. He was like, I think I killed him. I don't know. I think I killed. You know how drug people be acting.
Yeah.
And so, hey, honey, you're messing up my shoulder. And so, go to sleep, child. And so, the daddy, because you know how them rich folks is, the judges and the lawyers and all that. They kids, they say they kids from all problems, but let them regular niggas get in trouble. And it takes forever to get some shit dismissed. So the boy, the dad was like, don't say nothing. He told the maid, leave. You didn't see anything. He was never here. But they don't know that he hit her son. So, of course, she's going to be like, wait a minute, hold on. This child stormed up in here high and drunk from him. He thought he killed somebody. Because later on, once she went home, you know, the police came and knocked on the door. She was like, you know, before she answered the door, she was like, oh, boy, I've been calling your phone. You must have left your keys. She opened the door, and the police was like, we got something to tell you. And then it goes off. I said, Tyler, goddamn Perry, are you serious? That was like the
main thing. But that's how Tyler Perry do. He always waiting right till he's about to tell you something to cut it off.
But it'd be too good. See, with Tyler Perry, his type of shit, you need to, like, just let his shit play a couple of seasons and then just go get the tapes and watch it because it's too good to be waiting. We got to wait till January to see the rest. That's just too much.
That is a long way away.
That's upsetting. Like, really, I'm going to be supportive of you and I got to wait all these months to see what else happens. You know, the game, you wait like a month and a half. You see the other part. You know, something you can handle. But, damn, January, that's next year.
Yeah, because game probably going to be, if I look at it, how they've been doing the seasons, they probably won't have a new episode till like January.
With the game?
That's probably when they'll probably get new episodes. It probably won't be.
They didn't normally do back to back, or was it just that time when they were sitting out for so long? So they had
I think just the time they were sitting out for so long.
They had some stuff stored up they needed to get out.
I guess.
But Tyler Perry's other show for Better or Worse. Have you ever seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one either.
Sandy, you ain't seen it either.
And what show were you talking about?
For Better or Worse with the crazy couple from Why Did I Get Married? They got their own
I watched a couple of episodes of that. I watched a couple of episodes of Have or Have Not, but sometimes it's too much going on there. Like, it's like, sometimes the maid, she drives me nuts because she be sounding like she taking a slave time. Like,
she knew me sounded like a slave.
Yes, I'm like, what in the heck is going on?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She be sounding like a real life slave. When her little part come on.
I'm like, damn, this is how far we've come? Make you feel some type of way.
That's
the lawyer.
Something. Well, you know, she's playing the maid, working for the white people, the rich white people. Maybe she got that old slave feel to it.
Mm-mm.
That's all I can come up with. I'm sorry. It was such short notice.
Oh, really? But, yeah, those shows, we shall see. Hey, now.
I don't ever have time to watch TV. I'm
going
to get it together.
Guess what, y'all? They said Love & Hip Hop is coming to Houston. And so far, I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell y'all this. The person ain't supposed to tell us, but I ain't going to tell y'all who told me because they might get in trouble. But they haven't started taping yet. But it's supposed to be just Brittany and Slim Thug and some old people. But my whole thing, I'm like, I pray that just Brittany don't have us looking real good.
I just thought, I got a question about that one because I just heard the radio, the official report was L.A., not Houston.
Say what?
I heard it was L.A., Love & Hip Hop L.A., not at Love & Hip Hop Houston.
Well, they haven't started taping it yet. That was just, I guess it's in the plans and, you know, they're getting it together.
Yeah.
But I
don't
know.
That's interesting.
It's looking real ratchet.
Hmm. That's going to be, very interesting.
Good. That's interesting. Okay, now we do have a few callers, so we're going to go ahead and check and see who they are voting for with our hot or not.
Hey.
All right, let's see. We got a call from the 337. You on Listen Glamour. What's good?
Number two is hot.
Okay, there you go. We got number two. Got a vote for number two. Appreciate the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got to vote for number two so far. All right, let's go ahead. You're going to check the nigga. Go to the next person to check him out, see who they voted for. So right now we got number two. Number two got the vote so far. And number two, remind y'all, what the number one, that was Ric Flair, by Prophet featuring Murder Luke. And then number two was Blow Hustle, our Versace Flexing. So just reminding y'all the numbers. All right, so next up, we got somebody from 917. You on Glitz and Glamour. Who you voting for? All right,
are you still voting?
There we go. 917, you here?
Oh,
wow. We'll come with the 917 in a second. All right, that's my for the 252. You are of Glitz and Glamour out of night. Number one, number two. All right, 252, just listening. We'll go to the next one. All right, let's go to, now we got something from 832. You are on Glitz and Glamour. What's up? Last two numbers is 81.
What happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, there we go. We got you, caller. Okay, you're on Glitz and Glamour on the Hot or Not segment. Who are you voting for, on song number one or song number two?
Number two.
Number two? Okay, we got number two. All right.
Two winning so far.
Here we go. All right, caller, 337.
Number
two. Yeah, number two. So number two is 2-0 right now. We've got somebody from 337. You on Glitz and Glamour. Who are you voting for? Hot or not? 337, last two numbers, 1-3. You on the air?
Is the baby voting?
All right, so we're going to go ahead and put that on your knee. They got little skirt, I guess. Okay, so right now, the voting's going to go on all the way to the end. We're going to end it around, the voting's going to end around 10:45. So we will say, we'll still be taking votes all the way to 10:45, 10:50. So y'all still got time to vote.
And just so y'all know what y'all voted for, we will go ahead and play the songs again. So,
all right.
That way you can hear the tracks. I guess you can go ahead and do that now. Number one, Prophet. This will be vote number one if you're going for Prophet. Ric Flair.
We know they hear Ric My method man, when I Johnny Blazer flows overheads like tsunamis in Asia. I could battle, but I don't even need to. It's a guaranteed win if I breeze through. Got them stuck on the tracks like weed glue. I ain't having it, I got them panicking. When I dress these fakes like mannequins, I love sour, I crush cowards. Got the money, respect, and touch power. I'm a hustler, how could I not sell in the streets? The belly of the beast, best of both worlds like Jane Kelly on the beat. What you do is nah, and when I spit, all you hear is ooh and ah.
A shirt off like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
She's so open, don't star me the lion, but want me to slam her with this Andre the Giant. You see, we both got money on our mind, but me, I don't think it's the same kind. Cause see, mine, I'm thinking ways to bring the Porsche through. Yours is niggas getting paid to off you. I'm trying to live like Huxtable. Top down, wind blow, whip comfortable. Different tax bracket, who you fronting to? Meeting crackers for the cheese, having lunch of booze. I'm trying to get the green, then I'm out of sight. What you mean? Bitches say you mean. Yeah, you kind of right, sipping lean. Twisting up my lead, yo, you gotta light fiends do the Ric Flair when they taste Madonna white.
That shit right here, I got balls, but then you do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, but then you do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, but then you do the Ric Flair. Yeah, it's that shit right here, I got balls, but then you do the Ric Flair. Yeah. Real don't blitz, you flow so sick, no stay with a black white beater. No post Simpsons, skinny as fuck. Giving a fuck,
still not giving a fuck.
Coming at me stupid, I jam those brakes. I like something you and your fam won't take. To me, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Yeah, gun controls when your hand don't shake.
Entertaining, that's that. It's a shame that whack. I make more hits than a game of blackjack. You ain't fucking with us, you so-called thugs and bitches. I come at you with open arms, it ain't no hugs and kisses. Let's get shit clear, my level, you'll never get there. I got bars to make you do the Ric Flair.
Okay, and that was, again, Ric Flair, song number one, When You Vote by Prophet. And we're going to go right into song number two, and that is by Blow Hustle, Versace Flex.
Flex, Versace, Flex, Versace, Flex, Versace. Medusa head, flex. Versace chain, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing, no. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. Medusa head, flex. Versace chain, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing, no. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flex. You know I'm turned up and I'm flexing, so please don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my vibe. Flexing. With two models dancing on me and they Mexican.
face to my face. Sweat dripping off of my face. Them mollies got me turned up. Going ham up in this place. Some rock bought by the case. And VIP is my place. RIP, I killed the club, so please give me some space. I walk in and I turn up. Pockets full of honeys. Yo, girl, all in my face. Cause she know I got that money. Versace chain swinging. You know that boy be stunting. You better grab your girl before I leave with your woman. Turn up. Yeah, you know that boy Versace flexing. Niggas envy cause they hate the way I'm flexing. Them jack boys hating, man, them boys be flexing. Right on my waist, you know that's where I keep that check in. Producer head flexing. Versace chain flexing. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing, no. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. Medusa head flex, flex. Versace chain flex, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man.
And we are back, and that again was Versace Flexin', song number two by Blow Hustle. So, song number one, Ric Flair. Song number two, Versace Flexin'. Get your vote on. Don't be scared and hang up when we ask you who you voting for, because then your vote does not count, because we don't have one. Okay. But
it's just a reminder, so far the score is Ric Flair, which is number one, is at zero, and number two, Versace Flexin', is at two.
And again, the number to call in to vote is 347-202-0389.
And I call your area code. I'm going to come to you. Unless I got your name ready, I'm coming to get your area code. Call you by your area code to say, you know, on a hot night, you don't say go up for sign number one or sign number two. All right.
That's it. We're not going to ask you no personal questions.
We're not going to ask you where you live and come carry you, nothing crazy. All
right.
So, right. All right. We got,
and
then Sandy
did
Jason.
Say that we were going to. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
All right. So, Jason, you are on the hot night segment on Glitz and Glamour. Who are you voting for?
Profit number one.
There we go. Go for number one. It's like if I start getting real now. That's fine now. All right. So it's two to one. All right. If we go to next caller. He's from 323. What are you voting for? Hot or not? Number one or number two?
That number one. That Ric Flair Jr.
All right, here we go.
It's hot.
You better start getting real. I got a call from 516, another 516 number. You're on a hot or not segment on Vince McMahon. So number one, number two.
Number one, Profit.
Ooh. Hey,
Robinson,
y'all know
Profit. They use a magic carpet to smooth it out somewhere. All right, let's see. I've got some more. I'm coming to you. Coming to y'all one by one. See if these people are talking here. All right, another one we got from 917. You're in the hot night segment on Glitz and Glamour. Who you voting for? Song number one or song number two? All right. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. All right, caller from the 252. Who you voting for on Hot or Not, the song number one or song number two? All right. So right now, as it stands right now, it's looking like, man, he came out of nowhere. Y'all got 4 minutes. 4 minutes left to vote, man.
4 minutes left to vote. Would it be song number one, Profit, Ric Flair, or song number two, Versace Flexin'?
Right now, song number one has three votes. Song number two has two votes. And Oh, man, it's looking like Son Number 2 came. Say that when Son Number 1 came out of
nowhere.
Out
of nowhere, too.
Out of nowhere, said, oh, no, I am voting on
If I was selling on time, I'd be like, yep, it's mine. Got it in the bag, chilling. Oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I've been calling 3 times, number blocks, voting for myself.
I love a little suspense. It definitely makes a good recipe.
That's cool. But I like both songs, though, that both of them have a completely different vibe. Like, one of them could be played, like, both in your car just chilling and, you know, in the club. And the other one, mm-hmm. is just giving me more of a club or on my way to the club.
Yeah, you like, turn up.
Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus twerk.
But I'm gonna stop. I said I retired. Turn up as a Thursday. I'm no longer saying turn up. I'm saying let's get dangerous.
Oh Lord!
Took it back to Doc Reed Doug when they behind.
All the way.
I already got people picking that up already. They're like, "Hey, I like that." I'm gonna start saying that. Like, hey, you know, make a start of the trends over here.
I'm sure it'll work too.
Yep,
people want
something new. You know, they're like, "Oh, I'm trying to turn it up, do something new." And you think about it, when people say they're going to turn up, they're going to do something crazy anyway. So let's get dangerous. Perfect.
It really is. That's funny. That is funny.
You got to look at yourself in the mirror before you do it. You got to look in the mirror, then say it to yourself. That's how you do it.
Please don't, because that's probably make it really creepy.
Let's get dangerous.
That'll probably make it real creepy.
All right, we got another vote in. Let me see. Okay, top 208 for the Hot or Not segment on Glitz and Glamour. You vote for Son Number 1 or Son Number 2?
Yeah, I want to vote for that number one, John, that Ric Flair, John.
Oh, man, there we go. Another one. Appreciate the vote.
Go ahead, Ric
Flair. It's 42.
That area code to just call in. What was that area code?
That's 208.
Where is that at? What is that?
You see, I got to go do this search. Searching the story.
That's not Louisiana. He
sounded a little crazy. Yeah, because his voice did sound like he was from Louisiana. All right, we got 2 more votes for checking them out. And these are going to be the last 2 votes. So right now, I want to remind everybody, Son Number 1, there's that Ric Flair.
Or it might be up north.
That's 4. Or Number 2, Son Number 2 is Son Number 2 is that. Let's see, man. All right, you got 2 516s. 516 number on last 2 numbers 1-5. Who you voted for, Son Number 1 or Son Number 2?
Mm-hmm.
516.
Come on, man, we need answers.
All right, go to the next person. All right, you got 1 more 516 in the building. Who you voted for, Son Number 1 or Son Number 2?
Song number 1.
All right. Oh, man. Well, that was the last vote. It looks like, you know, with a score of 5-2, looks like that song, Ric Flair by our Prophet feature at Murder Mook, is the winner. It's the winner,
hey,
baby.
What a classic. I know. So congratulations to Prophet. Next week we will do your interview live on our show, and I'm going to make sure I email you all the information tonight. So if y'all want to hear the man behind the masterpiece from tonight's show, tune in next week for sure so that you can hear his interview. And I kind of want to hear from him myself because I really did like that song. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Tootsie Roll.
Now, it reminds everybody, you know, artists out there, you know, on the Hot or Not segment, you know, just what you do is send your track in. So I'm sending your track. Make sure when you send the track in your email, you email them at indie, INDY, everything like it sounds, at gmail.com. When you email them, email us the name of the track and your name. And if you want
your
to
social network,
promote it,
please.
Put your Twitter and all that so we can promote. We can really promote you because, heck, you said you're taking the time out to send your stuff out. Why not us take the time out to really promote it? So, yeah, send that stuff in too, and we'll definitely pump that up for you as well.
Oh, that was really dope, guys. Okay, so if you're an artist and you're interested in your song being featured in the Hot or Not segment of Blitz and Glamour, as Steady J said, just email us your information, envyeverything@gmail.com. And y'all, this is completely random and off topic, but I have a new energy drink that is like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, Lord, what energy drink you on? Because I know that if you say, red wine, I'm going to throw something at you.
It is like, it's by this company called Infuse, but I've been like following their stuff for a long time. And there's like different people in the Olympics. That's where I first saw it. The runners in the Olympics, I saw it with some pictures that they had took. So I was like, you know, what is that? But, you know, after doing research, it's this company called Xfuse. And you can look them up online, Xfuse.com, EXFUZE.com. And the product that I like the most used by Justin is called Greenzilla 2.0, because you can just add it into your water. But it's kind of like, in comparison to what you would say, like a Red Bull, like it does, gives you that energy. However, it does not make you crash. And that is like the best thing ever, because that's my biggest problem. I stay up late and I have an energy drink when I do it, but then I crash and I sleep in and be looking real foolish in the morning because I'm not ready for my day. But y'all, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. If y'all need something to give you like an energy supplement, and it also, like, helps you lose weight and suppresses your because it suppresses your appetite, endurance to a fitness level, because I use it when I work out, when I get off of work, because, of course, I'm tired after working 8 whole hours. And, you know, it reduces, like, the aches and pains if you haven't worked out in a while, or just to reduce them if, you know, you're improving in your levels of strength and conditioning, and also improves your memory and brain function. So just check that out, y'all. I'm not, you know, I'm not doing no advertising for these people.
I'm gonna say they need to cut you the check. You pumped them up. You gave them the description. Can y'all get this cut this woman a check? I'm just saying,
always,
she just did. And she did an infomercial for y'all, but y'all need to cut this woman a check.
But I do have a page on the site though, so just EXFUZE.com. And you can even put the / A. Henry on there, which is my first and
last. What is it again?
Xfuse, EXFUZE.com / A. Henry. H-E-N-R-Y, Henry. But check that out. I'm sure it's got a product that you can use. I promise it does. But, yeah, I don't know what y'all missing, baby.
They need to cut you a check today. Today, they need to cut you a check today, man. I'm telling you, over here, you are putting in work.
Yeah, I was so silly. But I do want to go ahead and thank once again everybody for tuning in, as always, to a wonderful show that we had tonight, the new segment, Hot or Not, was really good, worked out great. Can't wait to do the artist interview next week. And make sure you all follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at I Am Model Angela, IAMModelAngela. And be sure to also follow my co-host. She ain't never ready. Anyway, my co-host is Houston Riri, and her Instagram and Twitter is Houston_Riri. Houston_RERE. And we cannot forget none other than Steady J. I'll let him give you his information.
And this, I mean, we got so many. I'm just give y'all the, man, make sure y'all follow up Dustspot, DUSKSPOT. Make sure you follow that. That's the page where you can find all the stuff about tweeting about all the shows coming out. All the shows on Dust 5 Radio Network, including Chris and Glamour. And I'll also let you know about the professional social network, the entertainment social network. So if you're in the entertainment industry and you want a social network that's really, you know, it's more so not even a social network. It's more about a community because being run and operated a whole other way, you should definitely be a part of that. You're not going to gang got coming in and somebody trying to act crazy and tell you, oh, well, you can't, you know, with the exception of nudity. You ain't got to worry about people not supporting you. You got a site that supports you and not trying to beat you over the head just for support. So make sure y'all support it, man.
Yep, and I'm on it, and I love that site. And you also found out about a lot of different artists. It's artists, it's models, it's photographers, it's poetry, it's some of every gospel, okay? It's somebody who does some of everything. So it's kind of like, you know, everybody who has something independent artist or independent whatever it is in the industry that you're doing, you want to make sure that you do get on the dustspot.com because it's a great networking site. People actually network, unlike these other sites. Y'all just being nosy and looking at people's business. But people do actually network, and you grow from there. It's a foundation to build what you're trying to build. It's actually how I met Steady J.
I know, all day. She got that gift card from that football camp, man. I'm thinking about if I'm going to do that contest again this year. I don't know. I'm really thinking about it.
You have to do something. I'm sure once we get our site and everything up and running, we will have a lot of different stuff going on. And just to keep y'all updated with the process of that, it is indieeverything.com, IndieEverything.com. It didn't seem that long when I made the name up, but now that I have to say it, it's really long. But it does correspond with our show, Glitz and Glamour, and it's open to everybody independent in the industry are, you know, everybody just doing their own thing, pretty much fulfilling their dreams. And we will have our segment of artists shown on there where we do let you go ahead and, you know, put some of your music and also like a brief bio, all your information as far as where people are able to reach out to you and stay in touch with you, as well as the same thing for models. We'll let you get a couple pictures up there as well as your information. Especially if you're on our show and do an interview, that we'll have that as well for people to further look into what it is that you're doing and stay updated with you. It will have a whole lot to offer. I will let you know when the site actually launches for sure. At this time, I can't give you an exact date, but just know that it's coming. And it is now 11 o'clock, which means our show is about to end. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Glitz and Glamour with none other than Model Angela and my wonderful co-host, Houston Riri. And we want to make sure that you tune in next week, Tuesday, same time, same place. The Spot Radio Network, Glitz and Glamour, 10 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are out.
Deuces.